HarperCollins presents Summer in Mayfair by Susanna Constantine. Read by Anna Bentinck. Chapter 1. June 1979. Culcairn station was tiny, barely the length of a carriage. The platform was deserted, and a light veil of summer drizzle fell, cobweb fine, yet saturating. The mist of tiny droplets crept into the creases of her collar and settled everywhere. Esme Munro felt her skin was weeping. It ought to be. She was going. Her parents and sister had already gone, so she had been left no option but to do the same, and it broke her heart. She was leaving home, and her beloved Mrs. B., for the next chapter in her life, London, a place teeming with strangers, lives and loves and languages she knew nothing about as yet. She told herself that boarding this train had to be about more than the sorrow that wreathed her family home. It had to be about her future and whatever lay ahead, a voyage of discovery of the city and herself. In the end, the decision to go to London had been a quick one. Esme knew that once she had accepted, she must leave the lodge, her childhood home, where all her yesteryears were buried deep. It had to be a swift uprooting. The move had filled her past with a rose-tinted glow, nostalgia papering over any bad memories, and turning the years gone by into a safe but unreachable land, while her future seemed hazy and unknowable from up here in the Highlands. As she'd shut her bedroom door that morning, she'd known she was leaving something of herself behind, ready for her to find again when she returned. She reasoned that everybody had to leave home at some point, and when she came back, she would see the lodge with fresh eyes and love it again for new reasons. But it was time for her to go. Time to change and time to leave. Leave. She rolled the word around her tongue for a bit. A beautiful and definite word. Strong and forceful, the way she had always wanted to be. The process of packing had been simple for her and frustrating for Mrs. B. The woman who had devoted her life to the Munro family as beloved housekeeper wouldn't let her youngest charge leave home without enough luggage to last a lifetime. There were two suitcases on her bed, one with the bare necessities and the other piled high with the entire contents of an airing cupboard and a supermarket aisle's worth of toiletries and cleaning supplies. "You'll need sheets and a hot water bottle at least. Things to make you feel at home." Esme had told Mrs. B. not to worry about her as she packed her bag of basic belongings. The housekeeper kept trying to add more things, but Esme insisted that the less she took, the easier it would be to move around.
"Don't be so dramatic, love. You're not going to be sleeping on the streets."
Indeed, Esme had her sister Sophia's godfather to thank for that. Bill Cartwright had come to her rescue. Having no qualifications in anything that might lead directly to a job, Esme had slowly realised it was assumed she would follow the example of her mother and marry well. When she left school, her father had patted her hand and humoured her when she expressed a desire to follow her passion and study art. But now Bill Cartwright had given her a chance, offering her temporary lodging and a job in his London gallery. It had become a standing joke that she wanted a job, so she felt slightly vindicated that she had done her History of Art course and now deserved her position at the gallery. She was to be that lowest rung of the art world ladder, a receptionist, sitting prettily front of house, filing her nails in between making tea and coffee. No matter. Perfectly shaped nails would pay.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?